Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong, DO. Welcome. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good, Dr. Elaine. How are you?
I'm great. As always, we want to share with our listeners that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And if you want to listen to our shows and listen to our proof, go to our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Our number is 714-556-8664 if you have any questions. But based on our cases and our radio shows, you will find that many of our patients find incredible improvement after the very first treatment, even before they leave the office. Sometimes you may feel a little worse before you feel better, but most of the time there is a dramatic improvement.
Our case last week.
Our case last week was a testament to that. We had with us Vanda, who is a grandmother. She's in her 70s and heard us on the radio, and she suffered for many years with severe headache, brain fog, depression, diabetes, fatigue. She was lethargic. She had pain everywhere in her hips, legs, feet, her back. She was on antidepressants, on a diabetes medication, thyroid medication, but it didn't even help her. She was still very tired all the time.
So you try a couple of alternative doctors and actually take a lot of supplements from very famous the alternative doctors, or some of them on the radio, some of them have written books, okay? Mm-hmm. And I saw them, and I said, you don't need all this. And the husband was very angry because he's spending like $1,000 a month on supplement.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Too many.
Too much. And that's what I like to tell my patients, too, is sometimes the more you take, the less potent everything gets because,
some of them actually make you weaker.
Right.
Yeah, and then you're wasting a lot of money.
And that's why we do applied kinesiology to muscle test all our supplements on our patients before we send you off with them because we want to make sure that what you're taking is what you need. Anyway, after the first treatment, before she even left the office, she was dancing in the hallway.
In front of her husband, because her husband was so
right.
so angry, so negative, and call us another one of the nonsense that he went through so many times, and nobody was able to do anything, and he didn't think that I was going to be able to do anything.
Well, she was skeptical, too.
she was not as not,
right.
not
but
really
I mean she wanted the treatment
yeah, yeah,
but she was
treatment,
worried
yeah.
she wasn't sure whether or not she was going to feel yeah, better mm-hmm. but really I mean it's been almost a week since her treatment and her energy is up the roof, her blood sugar is normal without any medication.
Yeah.
It's like 9800.
Most of the pain is still gone,
slowly coming back, which is normal, you know, because she's had years and years of these blockages,
like 70 years because she had a long history
severe
of abuse.
Emotional abuse and trauma which
and
is
physical.
Right, yeah. right, which is the cause of a lot of the things that she has. And really, after one treatment, she is like herself again. She is who she should truly be. And that's what we do when you come in. We unblock your blockages. We open up the circulation. We release your emotional garbage so that you can be your most true self.
Yes.
When you become blocked, you are not yourself. And mm-hmm. that happens as we get older from the wrong foods we eat, from the stress we have, from physical stress, emotional stress, from environmental toxins. All of those things block our circulation, block our mind and spirit from the body, and make us less of who we really are. So what we're doing is just connecting you back together.
Yeah, actually, you have a chronic disorder. Trying to come to try our treatment first. Okay.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Our next guest, the story is very exciting because she's been suffering for over 10 years with severe abdominal pain. And we're going to listen to see how she did after only one treatment. I'd like to welcome our first guest with us today, Nadia. Welcome, Nadia.
Hi, Nadia.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us and share your story with us today. We really appreciate it. Give us a little background, why you came to see Dr. Tong, what you were suffering from, and what you did before you came to see Dr. Tong.
I was in really bad shape,
mm-hmm.
and I had a lot of pain. And I usually take pain because I live with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was to a point where I couldn't deal with it.
And it was pain in your stomach, abdominal pain?
Pain mm-hmm. and confusion
mm-hmm.
and shaking, my hands shake.
Mm-hmm.
And I have problems, a lot of problems.
How long have you had this pain?
Well, this much pain for almost 6 months.
How about in the beginning? Yeah, you had it for years.
In 2001, I have test after test after test, and I took him with me to the doctor. I keep changing doctors because nobody knows what's wrong with me.
So you actually
had
the...
know I have problems.
So you've had the problem actually for over 10 years, but the past 6 months have been progressively worse.
Yes.
And then now you said you went to go see the doctor, and what happened because you had the confusion?
And what was the diagnosis? What was
it? Yeah. Each doctor tells me to different medication. One, the diabetic doctor told me to take a medicine. My health doctor said, no, don't take it.
Mm-hmm.
And I take like 9 pills every day. And now I'm to a point every time I go see a doctor, they give me more pills.
What did they say that you have? What did they what was
I
your
have,
problem?
I have a nerve damage.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
I have I don't know. I had a small stroke 2007.
Oh, this stroke.
Oh, so you had a stroke. Okay.
Small, ischemic.
Ischemic stroke in 2007.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have white things in my brain.
Now, you were saying one time when you drove to the doctor, you ran a red light because you were so confused. Is that right?
Yeah. The same day I went to Dr. Tong.
Yeah.
I was going.
Oh, when you came to see Dr. Tong.
Yeah,
on the way to see Dr. Tong.
I called my son.
Oh, my goodness.
I called my son. And I said, I'm scared. He said, I come with you. I said, no. He had something to do.
So for 10 years, they did a CAT scan and they did ultrasound and they couldn't find
MRI.
Anything. MRI. They couldn't find anything.
They said I have hiatal hernia.
Oh, hiatal hernia, right?
And I have my liver is covered with fat.
Fatty liver.
Fatty liver.
Mm-hmm. That's very serious.
Mm.
Yeah, and they give me medicine for it,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets worse.
Mm.
I cannot tolerate medication for fat, for cholesterol,
mm-hmm.
or fat. So my triglyceridis was almost 400.
Oh, my goodness.
It still is. I don't know.
Well, but that's something that we have to work on, you know, over time. But tell us, so how did you hear about Dr. Tong?
My son had a friend, and she took her mom there or her.
I see. Okay.
And she just suggested I see this because everywhere I go, I'm not the same. My friend tell me I'm not the same. My tongue speaks slowly. I have, like, I forget a lot. And get confused.
Okay.
So I would be shy. I stay home and I don't go out because of my situation.
Besides the pain, you also have a problem with one of the side, right? Your arms or leg. Is that true or not?
Yeah, it freezes. Even my finger, my leg.
You mean you can't move it?
I can't move it for a short while. It just freezes.
Mm. So what happened after I treat you? What happened?
Well, when you treat me, I went home and I felt like I'm alive somehow because I wasn't alive when I came to you.
Oh.
I was just moving.
Just one.
I felt like I exist and I'm myself a little much more than before.
And you've only had one treatment, is that right?
Yeah.
One
treatment.
Amazing.
How is your stomach pain now? How's your belly pain?
It's much, much better.
Much better.
Much better.
How's your hand? How's your hand and your legs?
I didn't have much yet. The freezing a little bit in my right finger.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, but usually if it freezes, I have to wait like 5 minutes before it's loose. This time a little bit.
Now, has the pain come back at all yet, or it has been? It's been pain free, no pain at all now.
No, I have some pain in my stomach.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't. It's not that bad. I can put my hand on my stomach, and it's not pain. Before I couldn't even
touch your stomach without pain.
Yeah, it was so painful, and my stomach is getting bigger and pointy. It's scary everywhere I go.
How about right now? Is the stomach smaller?
Not smaller, but much better. As the pain is calm, very calm.
It's softer, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I can get the fat from my stomach someday because it's my biggest problem, and I'm not eating the things the doctor told me.
Did you tell her not to eat spicy food?
Yes. So how's your appetite? Is your appetite improved?
No. Yeah. I see the food and I think it's going to make me sick. I don't want to eat it.
So you still don't have any appetite?
I don't want the appetite. I want to lose the fat.
That's amazing, the one treatment. Now, are you also taking the herbs I gave you?
Yes. And I'm taking 2 in the morning, 2 with breakfast, 2 with dinner.
And you're doing okay? Doing well with them?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Just 2 times a day, right?
Right. Correct.
Okay, Nadia, you had gone to many doctors, and each one of them gives you a lot of tests. So how many?
Too many.
Yeah. So too many. Okay. How many tests did I do on you?
Nothing. You know, you stick my mouth. No, I stick my mouth and my tongue out.
Yeah, you brought a bunch of tests in, and we didn't even really look at it. I looked a little bit at the blood test, but, you know, glanced at it, but nothing.
Yeah, for those people who are listening, Western tests only test for more symptoms. What is wrong with you, but never test why? What's wrong with you? What caused your problem has to do with your circulation that contains this healing energy from your spirit. The reason why Nadia doesn't feel like herself and is not living, because this life energy is not in her body. And that's why her organ don't function, her hand freezes, and her abdominal pain is severe. So you cannot even touch it.
Mm-hmm.
So after we reconnect our treatment, reconnect this energy and the circulation, open up the circulation, and she start feeling like herself again.
Right. Did anything happen before 2001 that caused, instigated? Did you have a lot of stress?
Or?
Too much stress.
Yeah.
I had the divorce, and the kids were taken away from me.
Oh, definitely.
It was drama, but then I asked God to help me, and He did. Mm. I had to get over it.
Right, and that's the liver. When the liver is stressed, it affects the digestion.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It affects the digestion, and that's why you have this abdominal issue, and then, you know, and then if you don't clear that blockage from the stress, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the medication is not going to fix it. It might make it worse, too, because then it blocks the channels even more.
Yeah, this energy, the Chinese call qi, is actually your emotion, your feeling, and your function, your body function. Mm-hmm. So when you go in the body, not smooth, you got this blockage. So you don't have any function. The stress causes a blockage, and your body don't function. That is what happened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I have a closet full of medication.
Closet full of medication?
Sell them. Sell it back to your doctor.
Boxes and boxes.
Oh, my goodness.
I get confused which one.
Throw them.
My medical file is so big.
If anyone is just listening right now, we're speaking with Nadia, who has suffered from over 10 years of abdominal pain, went through CT scan, ultrasound, MRI. Doctors could do nothing for her, only gave her medication. She got progressively worse. After one treatment, how much improvement would you say you had? 50%, 70%, Nadia?
I think 60.
Wow, that's pretty good for one treatment.
That's after 10 years of problem.
Very happy. I'm so happy. I kept telling my friends. And they all want to go. My other friend is going to you.
That's amazing.
Also.
Good.
Nadia,
thank
you so much for joining us today and sharing your story. We really appreciate that you would come on after just one treatment, and this will help other people when they hear stories like this, because other people have issues like that too.
She also had a stroke. Yeah.
Yes. Have a great weekend. I
wish the whole world would know how great. I'm happy to find Dr. Tan.
Thank you so much, and we hope to have you on again. Thank you for joining us today. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664 for an appointment. Or check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest, Rocky. Welcome, Rocky.
Hi, Rocky.
Hi. Welcome. Hello. How are you?
Good. Yeah. Welcome to our show. It's been a while since you've been on. Rocky's been on several times in the past, but we haven't had him on for a while. Give us a little background. When you first came to see Dr. Tong and what we've helped you in the past few years. Actually, more than a few years.
Yeah, more than a few years.
I initially came to the doctor for a very severe sinus infection, and that was in 1999, the beginning of 1999.
Mm-hmm. Not even the same century.
13 years ago.
Yeah. Okay. So a very severe sinus infection.
And I had been to an endo's throat here in Torrance and put me on one antibiotic for 2 months, no change. A second antibiotic for 2 months, no change. And the postnasal drip was so bad, I could pull almost a rope of mucus, a quarter inch in diameter, almost continuously from the back of my throat.
Oh, that's pretty bad. That's pretty graphic.
So I met a friend at a party, said, would you consider alternative therapies? I said, pretty much I'll consider anything. In 2 weeks, I'm supposed to have surgery. Then they're going to drill a hole next to each nostril and then go scrape them out. So that was on a Saturday, and I think the next Monday, just 2 days later, I started with Dr. Tong, and I went Monday, Wednesday, Friday of that week. The next week, I went Monday and Wednesday. And as soon as I got out of that fifth treatment, I canceled the surgery and never looked back.
Actually, you get much better. You decided not to have surgery even after the first treatment, didn't you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And at that point, I was probably like 95% improved. Then I did some more treatments after that. Then I found out all the other benefits that you get from the treatments. And
like you're getting younger and younger and younger. And younger.
That's right.
You're younger.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, he does not look his age.
No, not at all. Gee.
Now, you've had also issues with acid reflux, sciatica pain. Tell us about all those
Some of those things.
Yeah. the acid reflux, I think it started about 2-3 years ago, and we've worked on that, and that's pretty much non-existent at this point. Just doesn't exist. And then I have had pretty severe sciatica on both sides. Probably the left's been a little bit worse over the last few years. But, you know, it's completely under control, and I occasionally go for what I call a touch-up. It's almost like I call it my preventive maintenance program. So I just, you know, I try to go once a month now, no matter what, and get a tune-up. And then I have very, very little back problems whatsoever. So that's been fantastic, just fantastic.
Tell us about your testosterone and your history with it.
What we have been doing is Dr. Elaine has been raising my testosterone naturally through the treatments. So what does that do? Well, if you look at me, I'm 61 years old, but I still have maintained all my muscularity because we keep the testosterone naturally high.
And that's without taking exogenous testosterone. You are not taking exogenous testosterone, right?
None. Right. I'm not taking any of these injectables whatsoever, creams, whatever, patches, any of that. I've never taken any of that. And then I stopped going for a while, and it dropped. And now I haven't had my blood tested since, but we started, come in the last 3 months, but I could just tell that there's an increase in testosterone because of the increase in libido, acne that's associated with testosterone. I got a couple pimples on my neck, one on
acne.
My stomach.
That's only with young kids. You're 61, 67 young, you're young.
Yeah.
Acne, yeah.
So it's a pretty spectacular change, and I'm just planning to keep going to maintain that level. And I know the blood work is going to prove out.
And because, you've lost weight too, right?
Yeah, the other thing, as soon as you start increasing testosterone, you start losing weight.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we started in, I think that I just have come now 3 months, and after this last treatment, I can really notice a big difference, but I've lost 9 pounds since the middle of June.
9 pounds, right, so naturally in 3 months. Wonderful. Now, before you came back again, how high had your testosterone gotten? I think, was it like 700?
We had it up to 800.
Oh, 800.
Wow.
800, yeah. You were like in your late 50s. No exogenous. Yes, that's pretty incredible. Yeah.
And then it dropped. Then I hadn't been coming for a while, and it dropped as low at 600, then 400. So,
how was your libido? How was your libido when it dropped? Do you notice a difference?
Major difference.
Major difference.
And, so you can note, right?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a correlation.
Yeah. So I can tell as libido goes up and the interest goes up that there's a major difference. Mm-hmm. There's a major difference. I'm guessing right now, without blood work to back it up, I'm over 600.
Mm.
And I think if we continue, we'll probably get right back to where we were, which I'm planning on doing, getting back to 800.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have another patient, name is Tekken, with diabetes, very severe for most 10 years, the blood sugar, like 400s, on 3 pills. And we cure the diabetes, and he take no pills, and the blood sugar is normal, but he had no libido when he first came to see us. Mm-hmm. Now he has normal sexual function.
Right.
Wow.
Tekken's the name, yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wonderful. How's your energy?
Energy's great. Energy's really good, and all my blood work looks really, really good. I mean, it's just the overall benefit that you get is that you know, all body functions are normalized through the treatments because it's a whole body approach. You know, it's not like, yeah, sure, we're looking at a specific thing on this day, but at the same time, the doctors are making sure that the energy, the chi is flowing on all meridians all over the body.
You treat the whole body.
So,
that's right.
So the whole fact is that, you know, you have an overall increase in health and well-being all the time.
And any more sinus issues?
No.
Okay, so you go back to the beginning. If they did the surgery and put the holds and do all this mumbo jumbo, okay? It didn't treat the reason why you're producing those mucus. And one of the reasons, of course, is the blocked circulation.
Mm-hmm.
But the circulation was blocked because you were taking too much dairy product.
Yeah.
So when you get rid of the dairy product, get rid of the source, and we open your circulation, your sinus problem,
mm-hmm.
is cured, totally cured.
But even back then, you were still taking dairy when Dr. Tong was treating you, right?
Yeah, just till recently, just in the last couple months, talking with Dr. Elaine, that I decided, you know what, I'm not putting coffee in my milk anymore. I'm not going to eat yogurt and not eat cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's like, I think I've been doing it about 2 months now, that also. And that's, you know, it seems to even help with the lower back, feels better. I don't have any tightness or movement, or I think it just overall reduced all types of
inflammation
that I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm,
but
that's
been a big deal. And
right.
We just talked about that yesterday when I was in for my treatment.
That is from cow dairy, for the people who are listening.
Right.
Cow dairy are not good for human because there's so much protein. It produces so much mucus and then causes all the inflammation. But if you're cold, if you're not hot, then goat dairy is good for you. You can try some goat milk, and you can get some unpasteurized goat cheese. And actually, that's good. I love goat cheese. unpasteurized.
Because you tend to be a little bit more cold, right, Rocky? You don't have that issue. I don't think he has that issue anymore, though, either.
Yeah, but you can try some goat cheese and goat milk, unpasteurized, for your coffee.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rocky, thanks so much for joining us today. What an amazing story.
And next time, can you bring in a photograph of yourself? We would like to use your testimony letter and put your...
For anti-aging.
For anti-aging. You really look so young.
From
our treatment, you know. Yeah, so can you bring your photograph?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I'll bring one in.
Okay.
Rocky, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. Check out our website. It's drtong.com. That's drtong.com. You can find all our past radio shows archived there and listen to the shows that you've heard today. Again, the website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4:30 p.m. on AM 870, The Answer. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.